Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's that time again. We welcome representatives of Theater by the Sea. This presentation is about Carole King musical Beautiful, and we have Carole King here herself. Well, not exactly, but we have the lovely young lady that is playing Carole King. Monet Sable is here. Welcome, Monet.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here on the program with us. We'll be finding out everything we want to know about the show, and we have a little help in doing that, in that we have the director and choreographer, Michael Jablonski, is here. Welcome, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks. It's good to see you.
Nice to be with you, and the two of you becoming the big stars at Theater by the Sea for this this presentation. Now, this is Sunday night, and so the tradition here at WCRI is we have someone on from the show the week before, so here we are Sunday night. Previews are on Wednesday, and then press night on Friday night, the official opening, and everything is going perfectly, right?
Everything is going very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are ready to head into tech rehearsals, and we are ready to open next week.
There are never any problems at Theater by the Sea. Well, that's not exactly true. Occasionally things happen because it's called show business, and I know some people that were calling the show last week where there was some concerns about some of the cast in My Way, but that's all resolved, and now we move forward to a brand new show. And this is the second production coming into the theater this summer. If you'd like to get more information, you can go to theaterbythesea.com, and you can see all of the times for the shows. However, a lot of them are pretty well sold out at this point in time, so don't hesitate. Get online, go to Theater by the Sea, and find out about getting tickets. You can also do it the old-fashioned way. You can call the phone number, which is area code 401-782-TKTS, and talk to Vinny, and he'll get you great seats. Now, let's get to the main subject. And Michael, as director and choreographer, you are familiar with Theater by the Sea, right?
Yeah. Back in 2000, I started my career here, actually. I got my actor's equity card in two productions here, West Side Story and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Wow. That 2000, I didn't think you were that old.
But yeah, I'm still plugging here.
So you started out as an actor, and now are you still acting, or is directing?
No, I was an actor for 22 years. I worked on Broadway, did 8 national tours, and for about 22 years did that. And then currently, right now, I've actually moved into I professionally direct and choreograph primarily during the summers. And during the year, I am a university professor. So I am actually the head of musical theater for the BFA musical theater program at University of Central Florida in Orlando.
Well, that sounds like a good gig.
Yeah.
At least the weather's nice.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and Disney's there too.
Well, there you go. You have all that. And Monet, how about you? Are you started out acting and still acting, or
yes,
just new to you?
I have been acting for a while. I grew up in California, and we had a fabulous community theater there where I started doing shows at probably 7 years old. And then I moved to New York City to go to school there. I went to NYU, and I've been there ever since, thankfully, working on and off. I've done a few shows. I did a national tour last year, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Excellent. So from California to New York City.
Yes.
And what part of California?
Near L.A., Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach, near L.A. Okay. And when you said you started at 7 years old, was that your idea or someone else's?
It was my idea. A few of my friends were taking classes at the theater, acting classes, and I thought, that sounds fun. I like acting. I like singing. And my first musical was The Wizard of Oz. I was a munchkin. then I went on to play Annie in Annie.
Oh, there you go. So from a munchkin to the star. Success.
Dreams come true.
Well, we're very happy to have you both here in Rhode Island at Theater by the Sea. And let's talk a little bit about the musical Beautiful. A lot of people are familiar, very familiar, of course, with Carole King. Not as many people, perhaps, with the actual show, although it had quite a run on Broadway, right?
Yes, it did.
And so, if someone would say to you, what's this about?
Well, what I really think is fascinating about the show is, you know, this genre really started with Jersey Boys, which I know is happening here at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. What Beautiful did really intelligently was take the songbook of Carole King and really expand on in a theatrical way of how many artists Carole King connected with throughout her life and influenced all these different artists and all the singer-songwriters, even Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who are the other two main characters and songwriters in the musical. Carole and Jerry Goffin, who she's connected with in their writing team, they are almost like in this like friendship kind of competition, and they elevate each other and to create these amazing songs. And in the show, you get to see how many different artists, the Drifters, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, how much has been influenced by Carole King alone. And that's what I think is really fascinating. So as like in Jersey Boys, you're seeing all the Four Seasons.
Sure.
Here you're seeing all these massively great acts singing these songs.
Excellent. All right, you know what we should do is let's get to a piece of music to set the mood a little bit. And we're going to start out with the overture, correct?
Yes.
I don't think that needs a whole lot of explanation.
No.
Let's hear that and we'll be back. That definitely sets the mood. Everybody's kind of moving in their chairs right now, whether they're driving in their car or sitting at home or on the beach. Whatever they're doing, they can enjoy the music. Monet, let's talk a little bit about the show itself after the overture. What happens? Is there just you on the stage? Is it a larger cast?
Yes. The show actually starts with just Carole on stage with a grand piano at her Carnegie Hall concert, which it has an album, a live album of it. And it's a very impactful moment because it's just spotlight. Here she is, like at the end of her journey, basically. And then we go back in time to reveal her at 16, where she's entering into this 1650 Broadway, this big building in New York City where all the songwriters were at the time, which this next song is a great representation of. This song has so many arrangements of popular tunes of the time, and they're really very intelligently woven together to create this cacophony of sound. And it really feels like what's happening inside Carole's head, because she's entering into the big city for the first time and gonna go sell a song, and she's so excited, and she's seeing all of these songwriters and hearing all of these tunes and getting inspired. And I think it really starts us off strong.
Splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I took my troubles down to Mataroo. You know the gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down on 30 for the fine, selling little bottles of
poison ivy, poison ivy.
The potion
late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Here goes my baby.
I'm gonna mix it up right here in
yackety
the sink.
Yack, yackety the yack,
yackety yack. I took a drink.
One of the things that always disappoints me about my radio program is that the audience can't see how enthusiastic some of the people are. And Monet, I have to say that you did a great job explaining that. And sometimes some actors will come in and they're doing their job and doing the radio interview, and it doesn't, you know, there's not a whole lot to it. But I wish it was a hidden camera on you right now.
Thank you.
So it's just fun on this end of it, and I'm sure it's going to be when people are watching in the audience too.
I love this show.
I have to ask you. I'm sure you would get this question normally. You know, you went from a Munchkin to Annie to now you're playing Carole King professionally.
Yes.
Does that ever impact you and you know go home at night and think, oh my God?
Yes, it really does. Especially because in my career so far, I've done a lot of understudying of roles, which for those of you listening, it means that I am not playing the role every night, but if somebody gets sick or takes a vacation, then I get to play the role. So actually last year on the national tour that I was doing, it was beautiful. I was on the beautiful national tour understudying Carole King. And so I got to do it a few times, but it wasn't really my own version of it. You know, somebody else was creating the role and I was stepping into her version when I would go on. And so to revisit this show that I obviously love so much as the role myself is quite meaningful. It's like very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't had a lot of opportunities to rehearse something with such a brilliant director get to collaborate together to build a show. I often am kind of waiting in the wings, as they say, and then I get to go on. So this is, I really, it's not lost on me how special this opportunity is.
Excellent. Now, Michael, you have to live up to that.
Well, let me, and can I throw this back as well?
Sure.
To the audience is that please come see this show because you will see the gift that you have in Monet playing Carole King.
Oh.
Wow. I think after maybe the second day of rehearsal, I went up to Monet and I was like, you know, when you're doing a historical piece on a historical figure, mm-hmm. you know, somebody that is, you know, everybody knows, and Monet really embodies Carole's presence in every aspect. You know, wow. Really the work that she brought in, yes, she's played the role before, but we talked about this, about that this is our version, and this is you owning this character.
Yeah.
And even to the way that when she sings the songs, I mean, if you close your eyes, you really do, you can think that Carole is singing in the room. The way the vowels are shaped, the way the tone is, it's mm-hmm. just, you know, it is beautiful.
Well, there is some kind of wonderful, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, I know that the with that song in particular, Some Kind of Wonderful, is the first song that Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote together and actually sold together. Mm-hmm. And it's the way it's woven into the show, it introduces the Drifters, and I love this version that's used in the musical.
All right, let's listen to that, then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with much more.
All you have to do is touch my hand to show me you understand, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world is blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful.
I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I wanna say,
but the right words just don't come my way. I just know when I'm some kind of wonderful.
Now that's a song. And you guys can finally get your office here, because you know who I'm going to give that to? The Drifters.
All you have to do is touch my hand.
Wonderful.
To show me that you understand.
Wonderful.
And something happens to me.
Wonderful.
That's some kind of wonderful.
Wonderful.
Anytime my little
wonderful
world is blue.
Wonderful.
I just have to
wonderful
look at you.
Wonderful.
And everything
wonderful
seems to be
wonderful.
Some kind
wonderful
of wonderful. That's some kind of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's some kind of wonderful.
Beautiful. The music about the life of Carole King is playing at Theater by the Sea this coming week. Opens on Wednesday night for previews, and Thursday for previews, and official opening will be Friday night, press night, which I'll be at, and I can't wait, because now I'm all excited, because Michael has been describing the great talents and the great presentation that Monet is going to be giving us, so I can't wait. You have a lot to live up to.
I know.
I'm Mike Maino, and I'm sitting with Michael, who is the director and choreographer, and Monet, who is playing the part of Carole King. And as I mentioned, the show opens this week. And go to the box office and get your tickets right away. You can do that online by going to theaterbythesea.com and finding Beautiful. Check on the box, says buy tickets. You can even pick out the tickets you want. So check that all out. Hope to see you there. The theater also offers other things. If you haven't been there yet this season, always Bill Haney is making some improvements, and you'll see little changes here and there. I was there to see My Way. It was great. And, you know, if you haven't been before, you have a chance to tour the gardens, maybe have a little beverage at the restaurant or dinner, and then during intermission you get the gazebo. So it's a beautiful setup. It's a great historical theater. And Michael helped build the place in the year 2000.
Yeah, exactly. With my own two hands.
There you go. Actually, the theater is celebrating its 90th anniversary, and a lot of historical things have happened there over the years, a lot of great performances, and I have a feeling this is going to be another one of those landmark performances. So let's get back to the show itself. We've listened to several songs. We'll listen to a few more. But, Michael, I want to talk about the cast because some people don't know what to expect sometimes. For example, My Way. There was four people in the cast. There was a drummer, a bass, and a pianist, which were all great. But that's a total of seven people. There's more than that involved.
Yes, this
here.
Is a much bigger show. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, there's about eight. I think there's 18 in the total cast. If you add the principal characters and the ensemble, it's primarily driven. There's five characters. You have, obviously, Monet playing Carole King. You have Tim Cordier playing Jerry Goffin. Kevin LaRocque plays Donnie, who's the producer. And then you have Elena Mills, who is playing Cynthia. And then you have Andrew Poston, who's playing Barry Mann. And those five characters are primarily the main storytelling of Carole King's life. And then supporting that are we have our entire ensemble that jumps in as the Drifters, the Shirelles, the Chiffons. You see all these acts come out and then that intertwine within through the story. You know, so there's when you have we actually just when we were rehearsing this last week, we realized there's 11 minutes of the show that is literally production number, like just like shot out of a cannon.
When do you catch your breath?
Yeah,
I know.
And the Drifters, they do one number, then the next number, and then the next number, and in between those are full costume changes, like that are probably 30 to 45 seconds long, like changing full suits, coming back on with a completely different costume.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. It sounds very exciting. Yeah. There's a next piece of music we're going to listen to is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Tell us about where that comes in the show.
Yes. So this is there's two versions of this song in the show, actually. The first is when Carole and Jerry, her husband Jerry Goffin, are auditioning this song that they've written for Donnie Kirshner, their music producer. And so that version happens, and then a little time passes, and we see then the big produced version of the Shirelles. They come out and they sing this gorgeous arrangement with strings. You'll understand when you see the show. And there's a beautiful arrangement, and the girls are all dressed up, and it's like as it would be on American Bandstand at the time, or like a big television show. So this is, I think, the Shirelles' first big number. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we see them, these four beautiful women, and their voices are incredible. You will love our cast. And this is the song.
tomorrow.
One of the things I always love to stress to the audience when they're listening to this program about Theater by the Sea is that you mentioned violins. One of the things that happens at Theater by the Sea is they have live musicians. Very important, right? To both you and you.
Yeah.
Right? It's one of the things that helps set the mood, obviously, but it's not, there's never any canned music.
Yeah, there's a sense of energy that is shared when you, you know, when you, everything that's, you know, in theater, there's a shared energy between the audience and the stage and the actors and then the musicians, and it's all kind of connected and kind of passing back and forth with each other.
Well, music, whether it's the instrumental or it's the lyric coming from the singers, is always very important. Mm-hmm. And the lyric, lots of times, has more importance than the melody.
Yeah, I think what's really what I've been talking to the actors a lot with regards to this show. When I was doing my pre-production work and my research on the show, I started looking through the lyrics, because I'm always going to look at the text. What is the text telling me in the moment? And it's fascinating how connected these lyrics are to the songwriters' lives. They're not just throwing, you know, just picking out words and kind of making up a story. They are literally taking moments of their life and then writing a song about it. And when you come see the show, listen to those lyrics, especially when you see what's happening in the story, especially in Carol's life, Carol and Jerry. Knowing that Jerry wrote the lyrics and Carol wrote the music for a lot of the earlier songs in the show, and you see how Monet even said the other day how it's interesting that the song Perspective is almost as if Jerry went into Carol's mind, and it's like a diary of what Carol is thinking, but he wrote her lyrics. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing sometimes how that all gets put together. This next piece is You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and what happens, how does this get set
up? So what's really great is that, you know, we do have Carol in the show, but we, like earlier I said, that we have Barry Mann. And then we also have Cynthia Weil, who are another writing team. And they actually wrote this song. And this is a tune that was, that actually when Barry comments on it in the show, he's like, this is, these lyrics singing, whoa, 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 what is that? And then you hear them talk about, no, it's got to go a different key down. And then all of a sudden the Righteous Brothers come out and sing it in our show.
All right.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby, but baby.
How long did that take? 2 hours?
The problem is the key. It needs to be lower. And I know exactly who should sing it.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love. I get down on my knees for you.
Ooh, for you.
If you would only love me,
like you used to do. Yeah, we had a love, a love you don't find every day.
Michael earlier mentioned that there were some quick changes that take place in the show.
Oh, yes.
Do you appear in just one outfit throughout the whole thing?
Oh, no, I do not. I think I have maybe 17 outfits.
Come
Something
on.
Crazy. Mm. I know. I think the most exciting change is right at the beginning. You'll see it. I first appear in this Carnegie Hall blue long gown, similar to what Carol actually wore. I sing So Far Away. I run off stage. There's a quick musical interlude, and then I appear as a 16-year-old in a little plaid skirt and a polka dot blouse, little saddle shoes, and I'm here to sell my first song. It is, I think it's 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Short.
And then
wow.
Every time I leave the stage, I come back in a different outfit.
I know how that goes. I have some of them. We all have those stories
yeah,
about
yeah.
quick changes that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I know. I'm crossing our fingers.
Well, there you go.
All and
right.
we always have to, I talk to the music director. We always have a safety too as well. Like, you know.
Oh,
okay.
See, now you're a smart director.
Yeah.
You're a smart director. Do you know Richard Sibelico?
I do, actually.
Well,
yeah.
Well, see, he was the director in Music Man. Mm. We had no safety.
You gotta make it.
You gotta make it. So see, you're just smarter than he is. You can tell him I told you that. Right. We have a song that we want to get to now, which is called "We Gotta Get Out of This Place."
Yes. So now we're into Act Two, and things are a little bit starting to unravel for Carol and Jerry's relationship. They've moved to the suburbs, which Carol has always wanted. Jerry is unhappy. He's feeling stressed. He's feeling like the walls are closing in on him. They have Barry and Cynthia over to the house to have a little get-together. And there's still, you know, what we love so much about this show is like the friendly competition that Carol and Jerry have with Barry and Cynthia. Throughout the whole show, they're selling songs, and somebody's song will get bought, and the other one won't, or they'll get a number one hit, and they won't. So this song is Barry's big kind of transition into the rock sound, because we've been in the 60s so far, and now we're going to start getting into this like more 70s sound, then later Tapestry, which we'll talk all about. But this song, We Got to Get Out of This Place, is Barry and Cynthia's attempt at a new sound, as they say.
All right, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. I can't take any more, what are we waiting for? We gotta get out of this place, if it's the last thing we ever do.
Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with the director, Michael Jablonski, and the star of the show, the young lady playing Carole King, Monet Sable, is here. So between the two of them, we've been getting a great look at what goes on behind the scenes sometimes, and Michael, more behind the scenes, is a production cast, right? And all the things that go on and make it work.
Yeah, you know, it takes an army to put one of these shows
People
up.
Have no idea.
Yeah, no idea. No idea. You know, we've been talking about the cast and, you know, and this and that. And what I really want to give a shout out to is, first of all, our music director, Jacob Pretty. He and I are working very closely with regards to like those transitional moments in the show. There's 24 scenes just in Act One. And to connect to that, Kyle Dixon, our scenic designer, created us a set that moves fluidly with sliders, and all our furniture is going to be on wheels, so that it all kind of has the same kind of energy. And Travis Grant, our costume designer, like as Monet said earlier, 17 costumes alone for her, quick changes, quick rigged, you know, and also looking, you know, pristine in through the time periods. And then Katie Whitmore, who's our lighting designer, she's going to come in, and she's actually worked on the show before, and she's going to come in and bring this new energy on those sliders. We have chasing lights and all these different specials that are going to kind of enhance that. Also, very important, James Hansen and Rico Froelich are stage managers on this. They are essential to making this the cogs of the wheel work.
Sure.
You know, so it's that army that takes this and makes it, you know, all happen.
Well, congratulations to you for understanding that. And it's amazing. It really is. The average person has no clue. They see, you know, like you mentioned, 15 to 20 people on the stage, and they think, well, that's nice, and there must be somebody back there to pull the curtain. But my biggest realization of this was when I did my first tech for the national tour of Music Man. And, you know, they said they're going to have the tech crew come and sit in the audience, because I had no idea. I was just an actor on the stage. And all of a sudden, there's like 60 people sitting in the audience to watch the tech rehearsal. And I'm going, what if they all do? I have no clue.
Yeah.
So it is amazing. There's a lot that goes on there. Let's get back to the storyline. And Monet, this next song is a huge hit, right? Tell us about this one.
This next song is Natural Woman. I'm sure you're all familiar with this tune, one of my favorite songs on the planet. This song is featured on Carole's album Tapestry, which we really hear quite a number of songs from in Act Two, which I think it just really shows her coming into her own, because we've had this whole musical so far. We've seen her at 16, selling her first song, getting married so young, having two children so young, and then she finally learns how to stand on her own two feet and be on her own and write her own songs, which then she makes the album Tapestry. And so Natural Woman, I think, is also really special because famously Aretha Franklin sang this song so well. But I think this moment is kind of Carole reclaiming this song for herself in a way that she's done throughout this musical. Is like, she's so resilient and things keep knocking her down, and her husband is going through a crazy mental illness episode, and it was the 60s. She didn't know how to deal with that. And she has these kids and she's writing songs and she just keeps going. She is so resilient and optimistic and positive. And I think that this finally, her just getting to like release into this song, is a beautiful moment, for lack of a better word.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but your love was the key to my peace of mind. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Well, as usual, we are running out of time, and it's been a real pleasure to be sitting with Monet and Michael and finding out about the beautiful musical. The beautiful musical, I like that. rather than beautiful the musical, I like the beautiful musical. Story of Carole King and her life and the songs. If you want to get tickets, make sure you go to the website, theaterbythesea.com. Or you can call Vinny at 401-482-TKTS. And for those of you that are alphabetically challenged, that's 8587. So get your tickets right away. Things go very quickly at Theater by the Sea. Remember, the new restaurant is open, and you can go down, have dinner, and then take the show, and then during intermission, have a little beverage out on the gazebo. It's a great, great spot. And if it hasn't been something you've been doing, make it a new tradition. It's wonderful. Michael, thanks so much for coming in.
Mike, thanks for inviting us here.
I can't wait to see it. And I have to say, Michael, most of it is due to Monet.
Thanks, Mike.
I told you, the gift in the show.
It's really fun to see someone that's so excited about a performance. And it's great to see a director who knows who's doing what behind the scenes and helping out. Sometimes it's like, I do this and I do that, and you know, but we haven't had a lot of that tonight.
It's important to use the royal we.
There you go. Well, we have one song left, and Monet, before we do that, I don't know if there's anything else you want to mention to the audience. Your friends at home could be listening.
Well, I'm sure my parents will listen to this. So, hi, Mom and Dad.
are they in California?
They are in California.
All right. Well,
and they'll be coming to see the show opening night. So,
really?
If you see my parents in the house, say hi.
On the Friday night or the previews?
They're coming to both.
Coming to both.
They're very excited.
Well, I'll look forward to meeting them.
Yes.
We'll have me as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for coming in. We have, as I mentioned, one more song to go, and we want to make sure that you have to have this one. It's the title song, I guess. So who wants to take that?
Well, I just think that what is lovely, I mean, we can both talk about it, but I think that what I love is what Monet talked about earlier in the show bookends itself. So we start at Carnegie Hall at that concert at the top of the show, and then we revisit and we come back. And this song is really, and how Monet talked about the empowerment of Carole King and the foundation that she's built for herself really shows through this piece.
And I think the lyrics are just so incredible in this song, of like, just remembering you are as beautiful as you feel. And it's such a song about confidence and just feeling your power from inside. And again, it's like she's at the grand piano at Carnegie Hall. Can you think of anything more majestic? And it's the last song in the show, and there's these amazing backup vocals from the ensemble, and it just swells into the perfect finale, I think.
Excellent. Thank you both. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world of the love in your heart. And people are gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with the workday window blowing, and I got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Just a lullaby. If there's any answer,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.